Blog Talk Radio.
down the street with the people way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, yeah. Hey, gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
Happy Sunday, everyone, and thank you for joining us on Black Sisters Talk, where you can breathe, the community therapy platform. I am Ms. Lonnie, your therapist, favorite therapist, giving you yet another unfiltered, candid conversation. I am so happy to have another opportunity to intrigue, provoke, thought, and lift someone up today. And I hope that you're able to learn something from today's show that will help you in the future. Today, sisters, gather around as we celebrate our sensual Saturday co-host, Miss Candice Mercedes. I am so excited to have this opportunity. I have my sister Stephanie on the line. She's also very much a part of Black Sister Talk and always available to us. She is going to be running our show today as well as I am. Miss Candice, hey.
Hey, girl.
Hey,
girl.
Hey.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey,
hey. Y'all got me geeked.
I'm
y'all right, for real.
Candy. And Will. and Will get you geeked. Yes, as we should. Sisters, celebrating our sisters. Come on now.
What we not going to do is start the aquarium Rick off wrong. We got you.
Know how loud I screamed when I heard another one bite the dust, though. That's my
shit.
A lot of
you know what? that's what today is about, ladies. It's about happiness and enjoying life in the moment and about knowing your fellow sisters. When LaWanda and I were talking about how we were going to do, you know, we got an hour and a half. How do we jam in 40 years of, you know, life in the, you know, an hour and a half? And I'm like, well, music brings everybody together. No matter the genre, no matter how you grew up, there are certain songs that you know. If it's from a movie, if you grew up, how I was like, there's no way we can't play this and honor her for her birthday. That's just, it don't add up. So I'm glad that that really made you happy, because that is the goal for today.
Yeah. I definitely was like, okay. So it was funny, you actually invoked some thought in me, because yes, that is one of my favorite songs. I love that song. But I always said that I wanted a song to be played at my funeral, and it never occurred
I remember
anybody would play that while I'm here to enjoy it. It's played for the celebration of my birth and not my death.
That's right. That's right. We're giving you your flowers now, honey. We want to enjoy them, see your reaction, talk to you about how you're feeling. Okay?
I like how it feels. It never occurred to me, but it's giving me all the feels.
Girl, what you out there twerking?
Girl, so first of all, so we all played the Rihanna. So Rihanna, I am a Navy girl. I'm not a Beehiver. I love Beyonce, but I'm not a Beehiver. I am a part of the Rihanna Navy. Oh my gosh, I love me so Rihanna. So I was like, okay, cake. I'm over here cutting up. I had my room to myself. I done kicked everybody out. I done closed the door and locked it. Can't nobody even get up in here.
Yeah,
just me and y'all.
Because it's your moment, and I love that. And it cracks me up that you said that you locked the door, because you have to know better. Because in your house, they don't care. They come right in. That's hilarious.
I just took my shower. You know how I do. I got my bathrobe and my birthday suit. It's appropriate. I got all
of
my living my life. No, no, they better study on the other side of that now.
So you know what you just said, I think it's going to be how I segue into a conversation about you being 40 and fabulous in a few days. You said you're comfortable. So is this what you thought 40 would be? Is this what you thought 40 would feel like? Is this what you thought 40 would look like?
It is, and it is as in how I feel.
Okay.
As a woman, I turned 40 with intention, so I was planning and leading up to how I wanted to have developed as a woman for 40. And it has been a journey. It has been a rough climb. But, yes, I feel like 40 feels exactly what I wanted it to feel like. I feel sexy in my own body, and I haven't felt that way, I don't think, ever. And this is not the body that I'm used to. This 40-year-old body is not my 21-year-old
right.
prime body. You know what I mean? And for me to feel like
right.
A bitch is doing the shits right now. I feel like this because it took me 40 years to get JD Jaw. So I finally have some. And they came with a side of love handles, but that's okay because I got titties. And I just, that for me is the celebration. I think that we're not celebrating 40, we're celebrating
the
fact that I am no longer flat chested.
Not today. Take it in the way. Don't
you stress me out.
I am hella excited about that. So I just feel like I'm strolling right into womanhood in a way that's pleasing to me. I am happy. I feel a sense of peace that I have been working for. I feel like all the work that I've been putting in, I'm starting to reap the benefits of that, the soul work, that deep inner work that I have been doing. This is why 40 needed to be this for me, and I'm glad that I'm here. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm happy to hear this. And I can just feel the light, like your smile. You're just beaming right now. Even though we're not in the same room, I can just feel the energy, and I love it.
Oh, I feel hella good. Y'all got me. Y'all got me. This is it right here. I feel good.
So, you know me, I'm Opie, and I don't usually get to be on this part of the platform with Black Triple Talk. I'm behind the scenes. So, here's my next question, Kaz Mercedes. I'm just, you know, I'm getting all up into it. So,
get all up into
you
it.
Are saying that you, I'm, let's do this. We only got a half an hour, so come on with it. So the fact that you're saying you are just the most comfortable you've been in your body and your mind and everything, even though we've had some, you know, life bumps up and rolls up to 40, what does 40 look like this year? You are 40. How are you going to embrace your new decade? What is going to be, you know, what is something that you're willing to share, let me say that, you know, something that you're willing, that you're looking forward to growing into or experiencing, you know, like, you know how, like you said, this is not your 21-year-old body and everything. You know how we're like, ooh, when we 30, I'm going to do this and I'm going to have this by then. But now that you're a full-grown woman, we all the way around understand that that's not how life works. What is something that you are intentionally working on at 40? Like, ooh, this is something I am interested in venturing at. Like, what does that look like for you?
So, all the work that got me to 40, it was because I knew I wanted to journey into becoming and growing into a softer woman. And so what 40 looks like for me is being gentler all across the board in all things. That may not mean a whole lot to a whole lot of people, but to me it's everything, because a lot of my journey and a lot of my life experiences from the past have been a direct result of sometimes my heat and my fire and my passion. And I think that at 40, I feel so much wiser. I'm carrying wisdom on my shoulders, but I'm doing it with confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Where when I was younger, I knew what I knew, but people would always sit you down because you're young. Now that I'm 40, I am very, very sure that I know what the hell I'm talking about. And I know what I know. I'm standing in that. And I'm not allowing other people to cast that self-doubt. People, younger me, allow people to talk me down. And then I would go home and then question myself, like, why did I think that in the first place then? Now, I thought that in the first place because I was supposed to. Nobody has to
change
my thoughts. But if my vision is my vision and that's what I see, then that's what I'm going towards. And this feels good in 40 because that just means this is a completely new chapter for me to step into and explore with some success, with some peace. It just, all of my, I'm becoming the woman of my dreams. And I don't know what else, what's better than that.
I heard that. That's amazing. You want me to sit down and think about my life? Like, well, wait a minute. Are you becoming who you
The fact that you're even able to acknowledge that, like, I want to be gentler. I no longer want to have this battle, this fight of trying to be heard. As long as I'm hearing myself, I'm able to walk in what it is that I envision for me, because nobody else knows your experience. Nobody else knows your heart and your passion and what experiences you've had to develop a drive like that. You know what I mean? It's those real important relationships that I feel really contribute to that thought process. I think that's amazing.
Yeah, it's self-growth. Young me was definitely feistier. And when you're in that space, gentle isn't how you live. And now that I've entered into this chapter, I just feel that about myself. I just feel myself becoming softer in general. And I think maybe that's why I'm loving my body so much, because I'm a lot softer even physically. I feel a lot, you know, like smushy and just good and tender. And I love that about myself right now. And it's in alignment with what it is I envision myself to be and who I want to grow into as a woman. Because I feel like who we want to be and how we want to grow is our responsibility. And once I took responsibility of that, I was able to mold a lot more. I can't, you know, change the dynamics of life. Life is going to happen, but I have some control over who I am in these moments. And I think that, praise all the ancestors and all the everybody who put a hand in the village of helping me get here, that I've gotten here, because it has been a journey.
Absolutely. Well, here I go, because I got all the questions. I'll be ready for you, Ms. Candace. And I feel you when you say that you hit that certain plateau of wisdom, you know, experience and just time and circumstances. Absolutely. Like, I feel like anybody who's like 2 days younger than me, I'd be like, hey, baby, like, I just got a whole new, you know. I got a whole angsty vibe, you know. I just be trying to, you know, school all the babies. Like, all right. Like, yes. I think about my grandmother and my aunt saying stuff like, keep living, Stephanie. You keep living. Mm-hmm. I be like, girl, whatever, lady. And now I'm looking like, oh, Lord, I'm thinking, oh, Jesus. You know, like, it just comes with so much more. So now that you have hit this plateau of wisdom and you are comfortable and you're more, what we say, less aggressive, feminine energy, what would be something that you would what would be something at your 40 years that you would say to the young sisters online and sisters who not online, you know, as they're going into their womanhood? What is a piece of advice you would give?
Say what you said one time and keep it moving, because they heard you. Women spend way too much time explaining themselves over and over and over. Say what you said the first time and walk away. The walk away puts the ball in their court. You said what the hell you said, and that's it on that. I wasted a whole lot of time trying to get people to understand me and over explain and re-talk it through. I ain't doing that no more. I found that my peace was in saying what I said and walking away. That was my peace. I took my peace when I walked away. You heard me. I heard me. We was both there. So I'm not going to do this. That is something that it took a long time for me to develop. If I can get younger me's and younger generations and just younger women in general to just be confident in what you said the first time, and not be so hung up on the outcome. Say what you said and be okay with the outcome one way or the other. If it goes your way, I still said what I said. If it don't go your way, I still said what I said. Be prepared for that. We try to negotiate when it's not going our way. It's not negotiable. You said what you said the first time. That's what that self-doubt. It took me working towards getting my comfort zone. And I would have loved to see who I would have became had I already had this confidence at younger me, when I was feistier and just fearless. Had I not been a failure,
right there. Yeah,
for sure. Like, but that's the wisdom that I'm confident in taking. Cause now, so you know, like, we aunties now. I am graduating from cousin to auntie. I love that. And
oh,
the elder of the community as of yet, but it's a process, and I'm taking my place as auntie. And to the young cousins, hey, cousin, but baby, let me tell you, you got a lot more power in your softness than you think you do in your fire. Yes, there's power in your fire, but I catch way more flies with honey than I do with shit. Every time.
Every time.
And so if the goal is to have abundance, then be sweet. Be sweet on everything, and everybody going to be sweet on you. Ask me how I know. What's my next question?
Ooh, I wasn't ready, too. That was definitely everything. And yes, it's great being an auntie now. It was cool being cousins, and we can still have a little cousin moment sometimes. But yeah, the auntie status is definitely growing on me. Next question. Yeah, I'm just saying.
So it also comes with responsibility now, too, because when you a cousin, yeah, and you and your bush did, that's your excuse. Like, you're a cousin, you're young, you don't know no better. But now that I am in full auntie mode, I know better. I have to do better. I have no excuse,
you know,
for not doing better at this stage in my life.
I feel like maybe I stepped into the auntie role too early, because unless I was doing something I really had no
problem
doing, I took that responsibility. Like,
because we need to talk about
that. I took that responsibility way too early. And even if I was making a move.
Come in, Lee. Listen, I'm just listening at this point because, listen. Get up there and be quiet.
Right now, young bucket.
Entities are talking. So, learn. Get your pad and pen out. And just be quiet. No interruptions.
That's it. And we appreciate it. Thank you, sugar. Go give me some IT, matter of fact. I'm just saying.
Jump on in there, though. So, add what you need to add. Don't hit the rest of them.
And you know what?
I'm
sitting
here digging in my mashed potatoes.
Right.
Like, no, this is not your turn to jump in. Sit down.
But actually,
it's your turn. What you got? What you got to
say? Actually, it is your time to jump in, because you can speak up for the little cousin.
No,
and
no,
how about
no,
this?
This is missing though. But this was
no, 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 no,
though.
No, no, no.
I'm just sitting here being quiet.
Nah.
I need to
be
here, but
it's saying, hold on. Here.
With the transition from the cousin to auntie, because I'm like, wait a minute.
Well, let's take it a step further, because you are in it. So Candace made a great point. She said it comes with a lot of responsibility. Absolutely. So Candace, I can't speak for you, but I can definitely speak for me. I have older siblings, and we have the cousins and aunties. I feel to a certain extent that my elders, the big aunties, the big sisters, dropped the ball.
Why do you feel that? What in your experience,
but
like,
no,
what makes...
So my experience is that, like, I, as you know, have, you know, younger sisters and cousins who I'm very close with, and I gave them the game. Early on, I'm teaching them about taxes and FICA, and, you know, this is what this really means for student loans, because this is what I thought this meant. And, you know, we talked about the different issues with sex and drugs and the whole nine. Ain't nobody pulled me over. It was more like, a, if you get pregnant, don't come to my house and don't, you know, it was, I didn't get like the extra, you know, be mindful of these type of people where you're talking about dating friends or more. Like, I feel like I was just protective, and because I was out here on my own experiencing life and making a mistake without somebody being like, oh, hey, be mindful of this and everything. Like, every time I learned something in my 20s and my 30s, I made sure that my little sisters were a part of that. Now, you can make any decision you want in life, but these are the things that I noticed that happened to me, and it seems like this is a continuation of adulthood. So keep this in mind. You know, didn't nobody tell me about credit? Say, like, hey, don't get you and your friends all new cell phones, okay? You don't need to do that. You know, nobody is mindful of things like that. And as you and LaWanda know, I overshare my little sister so too much of my business, because if you guys make some of the same mistakes, it wasn't because you didn't have the opportunity to learn. So if that's what you chose to do, then hey, there it is. But I wanted you guys to do a little better. I at least wanted you guys to know. I felt like nobody, you know, warned me about, you know, predators. Think about when we talk about the R. Kelly from different things, and I definitely don't want to get that deep on your birthday, but, you know, we're like, ooh, shame on him. But if I can just think about my own personal high school, everybody had, like, the little drug dealer boyfriends, and they were way older. Well, shame on them, too, y'all. How come ain't nobody talking to us? Like, it was something that was cute. That's not cute. That's not okay. And when people approach my little sisters who look way older than their age, because they just growing out, I don't know what the hormones is in this food, but you know, it is what it is. I made it very clear it's not okay. I made it very clear that your mind is not in a position to be with a man that age. And if he thinks it's okay, then there's something wrong with his mind. I made these things clear. Me and my friends were out here thinking it was a compliment. No, that's not a compliment. Get your I don't play those games. I have, you know, friends I've met, colleagues I've met who are younger than me, and I'm protective. I'm automatically like, hey, oh, that's wonderful. Why are you doing that? You know, like, the ball was dry.
I feel like our last generation of aunties gave us what they had. So they were the last Mohicans of a particular era where they didn't put kids in grown-up business. It wasn't even a part of something that was in their mindset. And they get offended when they hear they dropped the ball because they felt like they protected us the best that they could, and we still here. I feel that. And that's where stepping into that auntie wisdom is seeing, okay, y'all did the best y'all could with what y'all had. Our generation is the first of the Mohicans in self-care, mental health, like being responsible for your mental health, your physical health, your emotional health, your spiritual health. Like, we are checking boxes that they didn't even have options to check. It wasn't something that was as widely available to them as it is now. And a lot of times it was taboo then. We're making this a normalized behavior to check in and have conversations, practice a little bit of yoga, do some meditation, go for a walk in nature. Like, we're doing things that back in the day would have seemed frivolous and silly. They thought that it was a waste of time, and we know that it's medicine. We know that, no, we need our rest. This is not, I'm not nobody's mule or nobody's horse or nobody's cow. I got to go to sleep. This is ridiculous. We are taking the time to balance out these energies. They worked with the energies, but they didn't balance them out. So now that we are in this position where we are more self-aware, so we are now learning to check our own selves at the door, and we're like, oh, I'm a little funky today or this week. I'm just going to duck off, and ain't nobody going to hear from me for a few days. Versus our aunties that you get cussed out as soon as you walk in the door.
I can't find
my goddamn keys. It don't matter what the situation is. You finna get cussed out at the door because they're frustrated and they weren't, you know, as self-aware as we are. So I am learning to, and this is me practicing being more gentle with the aunties and saying, I appreciate the job that you did do because did I die? I didn't. I am a tough cookie now.
Right.
However, I'm going to take the time to hear, and we're going to, you know, practice some new techniques, and I'm going to take this from Miss Stephanie, some new techniques and strategies so that we can progress. You know, we want to keep moving forward. We can't stay stagnant and doing what our old aunties did. We got to be the new aunties. But I love them aunties.
For sure. Absolutely. I mean, you know, you have come into your softer energy. I haven't. I'm still me. I ain't here yet. So, but I hear you, though, and I do respect what you're saying. It's absolutely true. It's absolutely true. I do respect and hear all the words that you said.
All of them, baby.
So this is what we're going to do. We're going to take a break because we don't have our full 2 hours. We only have an hour and a half. But one of the things that I wanted to make sure all the listeners were aware of, all week long we had a game going on for Two Truths, One Lie. So if you go on the Facebook or Instagram page, you will see two different groups of questions. You guys can either send your answers to the DM or the email address that's on those posts. We will shout out all the winners on Candace's Sensual Saturday this, what is it, the 19th, I believe? Whatever Sensual Saturday is when we will announce the winners for the answers to Two Truths, One Lie. Candace, we're in the second part. We're going to open up the line to let people just send well wishes and all that kind of good stuff. But before it's over, we're also going to do this or that. Are you familiar with this or that?
I'm not, game? I don't know. I'm a fan.
So it's something very simple. you quit. That's why I thought of the game for you, because it worked out for you. So it'll be something like, you know, popcorn or popsicles, and good for that. Either you feel like popsicles or, you know, whatever. So we're going to do that, and that's going to be the third game. So that will be the third answer that somebody can either DM or send their answer to the email. And it'll be something like, we may say, what was Candace's number four answer, this or that? If you email the right answer, you could win a free membership to our book club. It could be one of our book features. So there's all kind of cool prizes. So I want to make sure that everybody understood. You have until Candace's birthday at 11:59 p.m. to put your answers in. That is February 2nd, 11:59. Three different questions, and you guys go ahead and DM or email the answers, and we will announce the answers on February Central Saturday with Candace. So I want to make sure that that was clear in case it didn't come across or somebody had questions. We will do our thing. So we're going to go ahead and take a break and put a little more birthday music on. Then LaWanda will come back and open the line for a little birthday wishes before we conversate some more.
Damn.
Earrings, at least two pair, a Fendi bag and a bad attitude. That's all I need to get me in a good mood. She can walk with a Swiss and talk with street slang. I love it when a woman is scared to do a thing. Standing at the bus stop, sucking on a lollipop. Once she gets pumping, it's hard to make the hottie stop. She likes to dance to the rap jam. She's sweet as brown sugar with the candy jams. Honey-coated complexion, used in Cabernet. Let's hear it for the girls, she's from around the way. That's why I had to dedicate at least one rhyme to all the cuties in the neighborhood. Cause if I didn't tell you, then another brother would. You're sweet like sugar with your gangster talk. Wanna eat you like a cookie when I see you walk. With your rayon silk, or maybe even denim. It really doesn't matter as long as you're in 'em. You can break hearts and manipulate minds, or surrender, act tender, be gentle and kind. You always know what to say and do. Cold flip when you think your man is playing you. Not cheap or petty, you're ready for loving. You're real independent, so your parents be bugging. But if you ever need a place to stay, come around my way.
Pamela, Renee, I love you. You're from around the way.
Okay. Tell me, LL. Wow.
Mm.
What was you thinking when you heard that song, ladies? I get right into it. I get right into it. What y'all think about
it? Just saying.
When I turn on in the Kango and some jogging pants.
Talking about them hair brush. Some.
Oh.
What? What you say, Auntie?
Are they gray jogging pants? Because wisdom says that they must be gray.
My God, today.
We're not going to try to get their wisdom because you don't know. You don't know. So who are we to argue?
Who are we to argue?
We're going to go ahead and say those gray jogging pants. If they weren't, they're going to be.
I think
LL
Cool J is cool, though. I ain't got no problem with LL.
Yeah, right. So, okay, speaking of LL, let's flip the game real quick. Different question. If the panini wasn't going on and we could just go outside and, you know, free ball air again, what would be the first concert you would want to go to? Besides the ones that we haven't gone to that we need our ticket money back to. We'll discuss that later, Ticketmaster.
Right. Who would I want to go to?
Who would want to be your post-pandemic jam? Where would you want? Who would you want to go to?
Mm-hmm. Dang, every damn body, because we've been in the house.
I don't know.
Can it be a combination of people? Because, like, I would like to see a show of a few folks, like a lineup.
This your birthday gala. It can be whatever you want. I'm just trying to get in the lineup to see if I need to get tickets.
So I'm trying to get, like, I want The Roots there. I want Erykah Badu there. I want Jill Scott there. I want Method Man there. I want Mary J. there. Like, I want everybody. I want everybody.
She said, can we just get everybody there?
Okay, basically, I just want to... I want the concert to sound like we cut on the radio and it's all 90s R&B and hip hop.
Like, so you want to know all like those episode words. Of Video Soul. That's what you want.
Yes.
You want an old episode
yes,
of Video Soul
me,
with Donna
take
Simpson.
Me to, I want no, I want to go back to the box where you have to call it in and type the number and try to get your video played
oh, God,
by
oh,
as many votes.
Yes.
I'm 40.
You can leave your-
I'm that old.
Remember when you used to have to try to vote for your video, leave your friend a message and stuff on the box, like don't call the house, I'm on punishment, you put that on the box, girl, you don't know none about that, you know, party lines, everything, oh my god, party lines, back in the day, I think now they call it clubhouse.
But club, back in the day, he called it party lines and all your friends would get on, it was just for your friends, you call this number. Now I think they do it. They call it Clubhouse, and they're supposed to be fancy. But I'm like, no, we did that already.
Well, I'm just trying to tell you. And then you had the little breakout groups and stuff like that. Back when it got real, for real, like y'all ain't gonna be one of the fun.
That was online dating was a thing. It was like press one if you want to connect with this person. You was bad and young. Little voice recorded messages like, yeah, this
I'm this, I'm that.
If you want to do this, if you like skating, press that number. Like, get out of here.
Oh, my God. I met a dude at the movies from
don't
there.
Don't try to make it seem like it was good. That was like the dating for bad looking.
It was. It's that you are
the
not
phone
lying.
Like, get off my phone, girl.
You are not lying. Because
I'm
not going to
tell
myself tonight. I do it all the time.
I'm done with the conversation.
Those
I'm
were the days.
Tell a whole truth.
Ooh,
don't tell half a truth.
Ooh, I feel
but,
all the way
okay,
bro.
So,
Jesus.
Just tell us what your recording message would say right now.
Wait a minute. I'm going to have to log off. After I say it, because I ain't going to be able to do it for the rest of the show. Y'all, I can tell you my favorite voicemail. Remember, do you whine so anxious?
Ooh. Oh, my word.
Wait a minute. I still remember when I said, because I was like, I know you so anxious to talk to me. So after the Levi message, I thought I was so cute. Y'all can tell my little voice wasn't so cute.
Listen, that is so funny.
Not okay.
That
was corny.
So yeah, we've been through some phases.
I feel exposed.
Oh my
so
goodness.
I want to know about this game, this and that.
Oh my god!
How'd it go?
Okay, give me a second. Okay. I feel exposed. I really wasn't expecting LaWanda to do that, and then I got excited. Like I didn't share too much.
Well,
I need a moment.
We definitely used to clown back in the 90s was the best.
It was everything. The little young Kinder Day don't know nothing
thing.
About it.
Everything changed after that.
Say that again. So, okay.
The internet took over.
Oh, amazing.
Oh, do you remember somebody? You wait till everybody go to sleep so you can have some peace and they pick up the phone and mess up your... the internet when everybody had AOL accounts.
You can't even hang up on nobody the same way no more because I used to click that bad boy when I was pissed back.
Oh,
you can't do
I
that
mean,
with
for
no
real,
phone.
Though.
Oh, my God.
And my son,
who went on
his first date a little while back, will never, ever experience me picking up the line and saying, get off my phone. I wanted that to happen. I feel like I earned the right to do that to someone because it was done to me so many times.
Especially
I need to tell somebody
when
to
they talk to
phone.
You, when they grit their teeth, and you know their mouth not moving. Look, can you don't get off my phone right now?
If you don't get off my phone.
How about the kitchen phone cord so long all the way, like, past three rooms and...
My daddy's phone kitchen cord, I used to wrap that. But I used to basically walk a mile through the house because that bad boy was long.
And
oh,
then
the
after
was
so
the
many
day.
Years, it just would be a ball, and you just knew it was over. It was just over for everything.
It was just
over.
Oh,
it was all the stretch.
How about that
Y'all,
one?
I had to all the way back.
Untangle it, though. Like, sit down and untangle the phone cord. You didn't really piss somebody off because...
Well, LaWanda and Candace, y'all from Chicago. Like, I know it was big, you know, back home for us, but skating, I don't know why the skating ring was like the club for
oh,
us.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, my
the
God.
Ring was always popping on the weekend.
God,
yes.
Like, that was,
yes.
Look, it was the goal not to get on punishment, because if you couldn't go skating, like, your life, it was just like, why was it worth living? It wasn't.
That's where we began having a social life for a lot of kids in Chicago. The skating rink was where you, the skating rink in the mall.
It was
where
man.
You,
oh,
where you
North
stood
rink?
In life.
Man, look, you don't even understand how serious the mall was.
And now they don't even let kids in the mall without supervision. These kids are different. They'd be like, where's your
Oh,
mother?
My God. Like, you are, oh, my
God. We were called mall rats. We stayed at the mall all the time. Food court, we tearing it down. Nowadays, if you ain't with your mammy or your pappy, they not letting them even tear up none of their shit.
Nothing.
These kids be
Miss
trying
me
to
with
fight.
All of that.
But we were, they also cut
Miss
different. We were afraid of the adults. The kids now think that they are the adults. And they have no fear. I was petrified of growing up seeing me do stupid stuff and telling on me.
Right.
These kids will cut you clean out in your face. So I just...
This is true. It's a different... Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, it constantly cuts you out. So yeah. We won't even go there. That's not how we're going to do that. But that is very, very true. Y'all just took me out with chat lines. I feel so exposed.
Well, Candace never shared her introduction, but you kind of killed it with that.
I don't remember, man. I remember being on the chat line, but I don't remember what my outgoing message was. I do know that the song was Nicole Ray. The I got what you want, got what you need.
Hey.
Y'all remember that song? Can I get another
I'm
shot?
Can I get another
shot?
Hey,
I know that it was
make
that
hot.
Song. Yeah. What was the outgoing message? That was I had to have that song. I knew it was that song,
okay.
But I cannot remember what I said. But it was definitely that song, Nicole Ray and Missy Elliott, girl.
That's so funny.
So hold on, because that is question number three. That's what I'll be posting until 11:59. What was Candace's outgoing song on her chat line?
It was like me, I'm super fly, super duper. Like,
yes,
I'll Elliott
super
back
fly.
In the day.
Yes.
She would remix everybody's songs, and she was on that one, too. And I was just like, you know what? This, and I loved, and at the time, Nicole, right, do y'all remember her? She, her
yes.
voice was like nobody else's, and she was so chocolate and pretty. And I just, every time she came on the TV, I just wanted to look at her and just hear her voice. I was like, she bad. I don't care what nobody says.
You need to watch her Unsung. Her Unsung was deep about how she got
really?
To the
I haven't
industry.
Seen Unsung
and how she,
so
it's
much.
Really good. It was really good. So yeah, I remember her well, and her Unsung like kind of cleared up why she got out of the music industry, and it's a shame.
Okay,
but you
I'm
know what,
when
people,
it.
Yep, peep that is something to see. It was really, really good.
Another person who I want to know what the hell happened to that I loved that used to be with Missy Elliott is Tweet. Tweet was my biatch. What happened to her? Where's she?
Oh
at?
My God, yeah, Tweet. Tweet just,
yeah,
that's a good one.
Because
a lot of
my songs deal in my rotation because, I mean, I just, if I love a song, I love a song forever. That's why we listen to another one by Sam Dutch. That song came out probably before I was born. But I love that damn song.
That's your jam. That was
that's my jam. But I'm definitely a Queen fan. I went to the gun range yesterday, and as I was signing in, a Queen song was playing. And I was like, I just said out loud, oh, my gosh, I love this song. And the person behind the counter was like, I love Queen. I was like, me too. It's on a lot of us out there. Some people just love Queen.
She was like, some people just don't get it. I'm so happy you do.
Yeah, but Freddie Mercury,
I
that was my dude.
Yes.
I'm glad you're coming up with these
well,
with the questions
everything.
As we go.
Oh, quick. Okay, so look, this or that. Okay, I got them. So we're going to do 10 questions of this or that. I'm going to say A or B, and then whatever, this or that. That's whatever you, whatever I say, is what, pick one of the two.
So is there a right or
let
wrong
me know.
Answer, or I just pick A or B?
It's your vibe right now. Because a lot of the questions, I personally know if I ask you tomorrow, it's going to be the other one. It's what you're feeling in the moment. And
okay.
<it's> really, you're right. Let's be all the way clear on that. You know what I'm saying? It ain't going to be nothing deep or nothing like that, but I'm just saying, tomorrow you're going to be like, well, I'm feeling like that now.
I mean,
okay.
You know me.
You
know me, G. I will definitely be like,
I know.
I loved it yesterday.
I know. We don't look, but not
everything
today. I'm already
say that
much aware.
I'm just going to say that.
And then still could change again, so let's not do that. Let's not do
it's
it.
It's the Aquarius in me.
Okay. Hey, oh, my goodness. I'm going to leave it at that because this is still a child. You know, it's a family-friendly show. I'm going to leave it alone. Okay, so let's start with something simple. Back massage or foot massage?
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to say it immediately put me on. I don't like people touching me. I'm like, oh, my God.
You see what I did there, didn't you?
Like, you got to do something.
Back massage.
Ooh. Back massage. Okay. Sweet potato pie or peach cobbler?
Ooh. Who made the sweet potato pie?
Who made it?
I don't have time for you today.
Sweet potato pie.
God, a music festival or a Broadway show?
Ooh. who's showing on Broadway?
That's the point. That's Sutton Drive. Oh, you guys are okay, one Broadway or the other. You see what I'm saying?
I'm going to go with festival.
Okay. Dragon Fruit.
That was hard.
It comes at your heart sometimes. So let's see, dragon fruit or watermelon?
Watermelon with salt and a little bit of tahini.
you didn't sound confident. You all right?
Yeah, I like watermelon. Just gotta dress it up. I like watermelon.
Beard or clean shaven?
Beard all day.
Texting or FaceTime? And don't ask me who it is.
Text me all day.
That still don't work, so I don't want to hear that. There's no reason for you to have a phone.
I mean, you ask, because you know I'm not going to pick up on anything. I'm not going to answer a FaceTime, a text, or a phone call. So it doesn't really matter. But if I prefer the thing.
Literally preaching to the choir. I'm very much aware of that. That's why it would tickle me when I asked you that.
I'm terrible. I am terrible. My friends really have to like me for real.
It's nothing but the love, okay? You didn't know it. It's nothing but the love, because you just be in your own little world, but that's why we love you. Oh, Lord, I forgot my next question. Dang it, King, this made me forget. How about
we left off on watermelon.
Selfies or a group photo?
Selfie me.
Why you laugh? Because I know. You don't like people touching you. You don't like groups of people.
And they ain't never gonna get the angle right. You always gotta take so many. I'd rather go ahead. I knew that.
It's
the Aquarius, I'm telling you. I am through and through.
I'm well aware. Very well aware. Ooh,
and my Taurus moon ain't helping at all.
Oh, Jesus. Movies or theater?
Theater, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Erykah Badu or Jill?
Shit.
I love you.
Jill, all day. I'm going to have to go with Jill.
Right. We kept Erica on the flip. We'll catch her on the flip. Oh, let's see. Remy or Hennessy?
Henny me. Anything is possible.
Ooh,
I definitely need. I'll just give me my Hennessy.
I got one for you. Red hair Candace or shaved bald Candace?
Both of them are some hellions.
I'm trying to tell you. I have had a call with both of them. The walkers wait. I'm like, ooh, let's see what you're going
to
say.
I'm going to go with bald head hoe Candace.
Ooh, bald head hoe Candace. So good days.
Yep. That was so liberating. That felt so good.
Yacht, day cruise, or a safari and hike?
Day cruise me? I am not going out hiking. I don't.
She's good. Who are you talking to again?
I'm just doing my job. But I am not about to do all of that bugs and just, and I love nature, but not that much. I can go walking in like a trail in a park, but on a hike in a jungle, like, girl, that ain't my ministry.
Fair. Say less. Say less. Understood. Understood. Bowling or like a Dave and Buster's?
Oh, I hate both. Bowling. If I had to choose.
Oh, my God. You fooled their eyes. Neither.
If I had to choose, I would choose bowling, though.
Alright.
Most bowling.
Sage or incense?
Sage or incense? I use them both so interchangeably. I'm going to go with incense because I'm all down for saging. I sage, but I normally, if I'm going to smoke cleanse anything in real life for the culture, I use incense because most of the time I grew up smelling incense. I knew when my aunties were smoking weed because they would light an incense.
Right.
Before we had Glade plug-ins, I'm 40. People put incense in a bathroom or like lit a match or whatever. So that sort of smell means something more to me than a sage stick does. I'm doing my spiritual work and I need to smoke cleanse something, I will go towards an incense before I would go towards the sage. So.
Gotcha.
Incense for me. Just authentically, I would go for incense.
I can dig it. I can dig that completely. Let's see. What's up? Ribs or chicken? What's in the mood for?
Ribs or chicken?
If you were
I love ribs, but I will eat chicken every day. I'm not even going to lie. I eat chicken every day.
She said I'm on the same type of tip what it is.
Yeah, because you can do everything with it. I love chicken.
You can. It is delicious.
If I'm stuck with just that.
What about a rib?
I said if I chose ribs, I would just be stuck with the rib. But with chicken, we could do anything with a chicken. I can make so many.
You always come to the multiple meals.
Yes. I'm like, we can make chicken tacos. We can fry up some chicken. We can have chicken breasts. We can make chicken soup.
She is always we can do all of these.
Me and chicken, we're very close in relation. We have a close bond. I like chicken. LaWanda, where are you at, girlfriend? Where LaWanda is? I ain't heard her voice.
So y'all talk about some this or that.
Who else? So LaWanda, am I the only one that's playing?
I have nothing to say. This is all about you. This is your birthday. So this is your this or that.
I am going with the flow. I'm definitely enjoying it either way.
So well, I just, you know, I don't have any this or that's right now, but. You know, my this or that may be Chicago this or that, you know. Because
Give me
some Chicago this or that.
Okay.
That's Chicago edition.
Harold or Papa T?
Harold.
Dead Aquarium or Old Navy? Navy Pier.
Wait, say that again. What was the first thing?
The Shedd Aquarium or Navy Pier.
Shedd Aquarium.
Oh.
South Side or West Side?
South.
Ooh.
Side.
Period.
Period.
Got to come with the good ones.
Period.
Okay. Chips with cheese or pickle with a peppermint?
Peppermint. In the middle.
Chicago.
The big fat one.
Chicago shit all day.
If we really want to get hood, sprinkle a little Kool-Aid on it.
There you go. There you go.
Olives with all kind of numb and red.
It's red. You go to school the next day, you still red.
I don't even know how our stomachs even survive peppermint and pickle at the same time. What do we think?
Who told us that was a thing?
Goodness.
Okay. Double Dutch or let me go get it?
Double Dutch.
That's right. You better
hit me with that 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. 1, 0, 2, 0, 3, 0, 4, 5. Oh, that was my shit. Yes. Oh, do people even double Dutch anymore? Do kids do that?
I haven't seen
you
one.
You know what? I don't know if
double
kids
Dutch
do that.
In years. In
I mean, I'm like, dang. When you said that, I'm like, damn,
you know
do kids
do that? I see double Dutch, but you know
when
I see it? I see it with adults. Our age, the ones who are, you know, doing, like, the health conscious stuff, and they be, like, finding different ways to work out when I be, like, I'm just a little
oh
workout
my
group.
Gosh.
Maybe women, you
girls
know.
Girls are
yeah,
missing out.
Of,
that was
yeah.
fun.
We have that we get together.
Like, the boys, they still play basketball in the middle of the street, but then used to have the girls off to the side double dutching in the
exactly.
middle of the street. What happened to that?
What happened with the little sock with the pom-pom ball on the back?
You know what? These little girls ain't double dutching because you got to sweat, and they all got on lace fronts now.
Thank you.
It's so fun. It's unreal.
They can't double dutch their little lashes off. These little girls is grown.
Mm-hmm.
We
I don't know what
I'm saying. They say a jump rope. They got to do it for the gram. These little kids is
Period. They
gotta
do it for the gram.
They gotta do it for the gram. So yeah, I guess they ain't double dutch no more.
No, they ain't no double dutch.
No more double dutch. So, I know we did a lot of this or that. I'm wondering, so this is like the pre-birthday, like the pre-game for the big day, right?
Yes.
Planning to do to get into celebrating your birthday month? Are you a birthday mother or are you cool with just having your day?
I am a birthday mother for
So, the grand dame talk.
So let's see. Pre-gaming it today. Tomorrow, I'm going to pregame it a little bit more with my son, whose birthday is the day before mine. He's going to be 17. We're going to do our mother-son Aquarius date tomorrow. And then Monday is his birthday. So since our birthdays are on the early in the weekday, we're going to wait until the weekend. Then we're going to go rock climbing on wall climbing on Friday. We found a really cool wall climbing spot out here. And then on Saturday, we're going to go to a virtual reality spot. They had it that you can put 4 people in a game. So we're going to do a family virtual reality. And then the next weekend, I'm going to have some friends from out of town come out, and they're going to tear down Memphis. And then the next weekend, I think, is Valentine's Day weekend. So me and the Hubster are going to figure out what we're going to do for that weekend. Then the weekend after that, there is a masquerade ball happening here in Memphis. And it was a really exclusive invite-only secretive type of deal. And somehow I got an invite, so my black ass is going. I never missed an opportunity to dress up. So it's a masquerade ball. So I am going to just go to this little ball in a little ball gown and be cute and see who all is in the room. I just got some new cards done. So I'm using this opportunity to just network in the rooms of the types of people that, you know, I would enjoy, you know, working with or befriending in some way. So 40 is all about elevation. But also yes, enjoying every bit of this journey. I'm trying to have fun. I'm not going to die old. I'm going to die a partier. My sister and I will always say when we die, we're going to whip this motherfucker sideways, like Kanye West said in his song. We are not supposed to go meek and mild. Live your life, and when you go, go on empty. Give everything. So that's what I'm going to do from this moment forward, is to just live all my good life. Y'all going to see me out and about more. I'm going to take some more selfies. I don't be taking none. I'm going to be taking some now. I just be thinking I'm ugly.
So I can't wait to see it on the gram and I inbox whatever, but we celebrate you and we fully support you as you transition, because it's just another part of life. It's just another part of life. What is going on?
Hello?
Yes. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I don't know what happened. Something happened with Seth Mike, but I definitely got her back on here. So, sis, are we going to talk about some things that happened during the year Candace was born?
Oh, we're going to do that.
I'm like, what are you doing? Stephanie, what you over there doing? You always going to be like, what you doing?
Nothing. It keeps going in and out. That's why I was like, hello, hello. I didn't want to keep saying hello. Like when I talk, it sounds like real ashy. Can y'all hear me?
We can hear
you.
I can hear you. Oh, okay. I just wasn't sure. Oh, my goodness. Okay, let's see. Things that happened the year of Candace's birth. Okay, well, here's a big one. Michael Jackson's Thriller was released that year. Who was scared of Thriller?
Oh, my God. Thriller was released the year I was born?
Yes, ma'am.
That is insane. Do y'all know that is, I used to think in all of my heart when I was in kindergarten, I really thought that I was going to grow up to marry him. I used it with all of my heart. I thought I was going to marry Michael Jackson. I had my mother got me the little red jacket with all the zippers on it. Like, I was in love with that guy. I loved him. Love me some Michael Jackson. I totally wanted to marry him.
I mean, you can't be mad, though, with that fro and the original nose. You can't be mad.
Who wouldn't want to marry
him? I like every version of him because every version came with the same smile, and his smile melted me every time. Michael Jackson had an incredibly brilliant smile. Whenever he was smiling, he started his mouth and go all the way up to his eyes. I loved it.
Yes, but we cannot deny
that
was popping off of that red leather jacket and that little look over the
top.
Michael
Jackson said flooding, no problem. Wear some white socks.
Okay.
Yes. He was like, we got this. Don't worry about it. We got to keep it moving. I love this gun. But all of his music is just classic. He was a genius.
Yes, he is.
And I am definitely, I've learned as I've gotten older, like a woman that gravitates to other people's genius. Totally. So I could see even as a young age why I was so fascinated. Because Prince was another light skin, my second light skin crush. It was something about, I don't know. He just fascinated me. I loved it. It did them. I did.
Prince was everything.
I still did.
Like everything. Absolutely.
So, Candace, do you know the movie that came out? A very famous movie. Children's movies. They came out the year you were born. Like everybody,
I do know the answer to that one. I do know it's E.T. That was one of the movies that came out the year that I was born. Mm-hmm. That was one of my favorites too. E.T. Go Home. I was rooting for him the whole time.
I was rooting for him.
You know what? Movies back in the day from when we were young were so fantasy oriented. Like E.T. and do y'all remember The Never Ending Story? Is that it? Was that it?
Oh, my God, yes, with that big old flying thing. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
It was like a dog dragon.
I don't know what that was, but yes, I remember.
I used to love
that
movie,
remember.
Too. But I'm like, do they give kids that kind of stuff anymore? We had to
no,
use our
imagination. No, because they got Pixar. And Pixar, you can cuss and all kind of stuff. No, that's the thing of the past.
Oh, God. Yeah, we have so much room to create.
I remember being a teacher and the first time I heard a cartoon cuss, it was like something we were playing in school, and I was so confused. And the kids was laughing. It's the movie Ant. And Sylvester Stallone was one of the characters. That was the first time. I was a kindergarten teacher then. And that was the first time that I realized that nothing was ever going to be the same again. Dude said, quit your bitch. And I just turned around like...
You know what?
Like
I know how that...
What did you say? Wait a minute. I'm just sitting here like... Yes, that is
what
a crazy movie.
Say that again, please.
He was talking to the other aunt, and Jill was like, quit your bitch. I'm just like, I didn't have pearls to clutch, but I was clutching. Because I'm like, oh, my God, like, is this okay?
You know.
Am I going to get fired? Like, I didn't know what
that
was going
so
on.
That is so real.
Kids.
That is so real because
that was the last.
I remember,
that was the beginning of the end. That was the beginning of the end. There was no more innocent cartoons that came after that. It was
Eric
over.
Is my oldest, and Shrek came out around his littleness. And I remember me and Eric took little Eric to see Shrek, and in one scene, all the princesses were swooning over the prince. One of the princesses is what seems to be either a non-binary or trans princess. But mm-hmm. they kept their facial hair. And this particular princess is built like a linebacker. But this princess mm-hmm. is super duper in love with the prince. That's not the issue. The issue was when this particular princess says, he makes me hotter than July. My son has no problems with all of the different displays and expressions of humanism, but he was like, what does hotter than July mean?
Exactly.
How do I explain horny to a five-year-old? I was like, I don't know why they wrote over there. That is not appropriate.
What do you say next?
Thirsty.
What do you say next? Now, see...
I was looking at him like, oh. So I just had to tell him it means that she has a really, really big crush on the prince, and the prince just makes her really nervous and excited.
What?
I didn't know.
You gotta age appropriate out. Like, okay, how do I? Okay, exactly.
Like,
who the hell would write a joke about being horny in a damn Shrek movie? But
it's
all of Shrek movie. Had a lot of sexual innuendo. Shrek was really, really on the sexier side.
Because it's not for the kids. It's not for the kids anymore. It's for the parents.
Oh no,
because who got kicked through
me
it?
Me and my
so
husband
got,
belly
yeah.
laughed the whole time, but my kid, he enjoyed the movie, but he didn't know what the hell we were laughing at. The grown-ups that wrote Shrek did not have children in mind. They did good writing, but it is definitely for the advanced kids.
What do you think about yourself watching the episode of Cheers when you was a kid versus when you became an adult? You're like, wow, now I understand it. Or Seinfeld.
I used to love Cheers. I can't believe you said that. Now the theme song is playing.
Oh my God! I'm just saying, like,
sometimes
so,
you do want to know where everybody knows your name.
Like, I didn't get it. I didn't really get it until I became an adult. Like, oh, this
always
is
glad
very
to
be.
My shit.
I just like
yeah,
shit is
that happened to me a few times. Watching a rerun, and you would hear a certain joke, and you'd be like, "Oh, I get it now," because you were sitting there with some, you were sitting there as a kid watching something, but you didn't understand. Kids now listen to it and laugh.
To bump this up to not kids but grown ups, same message. But do y'all know that I have watched The Color Purple so many times as like a young adult, but it wasn't until I was good and grown so I realized that that Suge had liked everybody, and that they had a whole lesbian moment, and I completely fucking just, it went over my head.
By the time I realized that you're, same.
It went completely over my head the whole time. And then one day I was watching The Color Purple, and I think I was a mother, so I knew a little bit more about life, and I'm watching this movie, and I was like, this is why she's following her like bees to honey.
How did I miss that?
Baby. Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, that, it totally happens.
No, but that's the whole point. We were confused, like you said, even, you know, mid-adulthood. And, you know, it's a different now. It's just a different.
Oh, my goodness.
Stuff they shouldn't be understanding, like, all of it. All of it. That's hilarious. She said, I had no idea, y'all.
Because you watch it with a new set of eyes, and then you realize the significance of that dinner table with Mr. Suge's boyfriend. And Sophia, they all love her. They all love her. Everybody at that table is like, that's me right there.
Yep. Absolutely.
I'm like, I love Suge. I understand Suge. I am Suge. I love her. Oh my God. I love Suge. But yeah. That's the shit right there. I'm like, The Color Purple was busting, and I ain't even know.
She said, I ain't even know. I ain't even know. Oh, my God. All right. Well, you know what? We about to wrap it up, Ken, and we're going to let LaWanda shut it down. But before we do, just want to take this time to let you know how much we love you. We adore you. We appreciate the effort, the time that you put into Black Sister Talk. We appreciate the effort and time you take into our friendships, our sisterships, our entrepreneurship. You be everything for me. My lash tech, my hairstylist. You get me in check when I need to be in check. You are my grammar check person. You are my accountability partner. You do it all depending on what it is. And you do it, you know, your way, which is appreciated, but it's always genuine, it's always sincere, it's always loving. You give that tough love, you give me the support. Just the other day, we had a misunderstanding. You thought I said something else, and you was like, if you don't fight now, you be the attorney. Okay. Whatever is needed, you genuinely do it, and you do it without asking for anything. It's always on the love, and it's appreciated. So I'm super excited that I was able to be a part of the pre-celebration to honor your 40, you know, rounds around the sun. Like, I think it's important. I think it's a pinnacle time in your life. Like you said, you're stepping into your womanhood in a different way. And I'm happy and honored to know you and be a part of it and know you long enough to see the growth. Because when I met you, it was... You know what I'm saying? It was a different life for
her. Girl, you know, I no shit, none. I had no room for it. I would cut the beef and I would cut the bass. Yeah,
hey,
I definitely.
Like, it was a different, but it's dope to see that. It's dope to be a part of that. No, it wasn't. It was what it was supposed to be, what it needed to be, and what it was. And even then, you were still phenomenal. We were still, you know, I'm just going to say we were younger. We was younger, and that's why. That's all the words I'm going to use.
Come on, Adele.
I'm not going to incriminate. I ain't going to incriminate nobody before we turn 40. We ain't going to do that either. But I just want to let you know how much I love you.
I love the girls. I'm very grateful because, yes, Lord.
So just want to let you know
I love you. Right back.
And, you know, we got some more birthday festivities along the way to celebrate, but this is our wedding. We want to, you know, start it off for you before everybody else start giving you love. So that's it. I'm going to tune out when we want to finish up. Yes, ma'am.
I just want to let you know, Stephanie, you did a great job hosting this evening. Candace, I'm so happy that we were able to do this for you. We really love you and want to show you that support even though we can't be right there next to you. So I hope that you're able to feel the love. I'm hoping and praying that your 40th is everything you want it to be and much more, because you totally deserve it.
I am absolutely grateful.
I'm just blessed that Stephanie introduced me to you, and you have been a part of our family and allowed me to be a part of yours. So it's been a nice journey so far, and I'm looking forward to seeing how things continue to grow. So happy birthday to you, sis, and many, many more to come.
I want to say I have to thank you both from the bottom of my heart. This was everything that I needed. It was good for my heart. It was so light and so love. I needed that. I'm so grateful for it. These are blessings that are priceless. Nobody could buy me this. This is something that you just have to be there. And I'm so glad that y'all are here. The people that show up for me are just irreplaceable. I'm grateful. I'm just overflowing at this moment with gratitude. I thank y'all so much, and I just love you both. And I'm looking forward to everything else that's to come. We got so much work to do together and so many beautiful things to create and accomplish together. So I appreciate this love, and I love that our relationships are rooted in love. That's everything to me. So thank y'all both so much. I definitely feel like the birthday girl.
You're welcome, boo. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. Girl, you
love
it. Thank you so much. I'm not even going to say nothing about next week's show, because y'all know we have a show next week. We're going to leave out of here with that Stevie. We're leaving out of here on that Stevie, girl. So you go on here and get your bliss.
Ow. Thank you.
Time will spring, or in peace, the heart will sing. Thanks to my- Thank you.